Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
It is a very, very, very special episode of the Almost Famous podcast. Not only do I get to spend time with the glowing and beautiful. Oh, Ash. I would love to say that you just look like 100% right now, but
She looks about, I'd say 37%. Is that a good number?
That's generous.
We have Jared and Ashley on the day. We're going to do a special episode talking about their big announcement. I'm going to let them do it. You've probably seen it in the news. I mean, they're everywhere. I open my phone, they're there. My computer, they're there. Ashley and Jared, what is this episode about?
Hello, Ben. It's Jared. I'm usually not. And hello, everybody who listens to Almost Famous Podcast. This is about Ashley throwing up seven times a day. Oh. Thing. No, we're pregnant. We're so, well, oh my God.
We are not pregnant. We are not.
I already messed up. Ashley is pregnant. We've decided on this because it's ridiculous to say we're pregnant. I'm going through nothing right now. I did my 28 seconds of work and now it's all on Ashley, the poor thing. And so Ashley's pregnant, which we're so excited about. We're going to have a child, a baby. Ashley's a little bit of a struggle bus right now.
Jared's going to talk for the most part of this episode just so that I can like sit here and breathe. But yeah, we're doing good. I'm excited for the baby to be here.
Okay. So this is unfiltered. Ashley, I know that you're not feeling great right now and Jared is going to handle a lot of this, but just to give our listeners a little background, because for the last couple of weeks, they've probably wondered like, you know, maybe Ashley has been maybe a little quieter on the show, or maybe like she's like been like coughing or like gagging on something.
Yeah.
Ashley, can you walk us through the kind of the scenario so far and how you've kind of dealt with being pregnant and this intense like sickness that you're feeling for the last couple of weeks?
Well, I don't know how I've handled it.
Pardon me. She needs to throw up.
No. It's not easy, but like, seriously, I'm just blessed that I get to work from home and that for the most part, I have like a schedule that's relatively flexible and I can arrange my schedule because like, oh my gosh, like does my heart go out to expectant mothers who are having to go to a 9-to-5 at the office, feeling like this, like, oh my goodness.
I mean, look at this. You get to record a podcast from the couch right now.
Yeah,
that's pretty
I know.
Good stuff.
I'm so lucky.
So I'm taking an Italian course because I'm finishing my bachelor's degree and this is the last class I have to take. And my Italian professor is currently pregnant. And she was saying how she gets very sick during the first trimester and she's always jealous of women who don't get sick. But she's rocking it. She's still teaching us virtually, so she's still working from home too as well, but she's on, you know, the Zoom call for 2 hours.
That was a bad example. I'm talking about women who need to be in the office, Jared.
Very understandable. I get where you're going for, but this is the only other thing I had.
Well, this is a good lead in to how are you two holding up through this time? I mean, you've never made it, you've never hid that you guys are not only best friends but your lovers, but you guys, You can go back and forth pretty well at each other. Has this season of being pregnant, Ashley, enhanced your relationship romantically? Or do you feel like you guys like just battling?
Oh, it's not battling at all. Yeah. I feel actually horrible for Jared. Like, I'm always saying, like, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing she's saying. I'm sorry. She's so nice. 24/7. She's so nice.
Okay, wait. Let's not try to be jokey right now.
Okay.
No, I haven't been mean to you
no,
at all.
She hasn't been mean to me. She really hasn't been. She's been very sweet. Here, I'm just going to hold the mic side. We're going back and forth. We're on the couch right now. It's very uncomfortable, but this is what happens when, you know, you're pregnant. Okay, so.
It's not funny to be jokey right now.
Because okay, no jokes.
I have been very nice to you.
You've been great.
Because there's lots
Stop
of women
moving
who are
the mic.
Mean.
This is perfect. This is what I would want this to be.
Yeah, you're getting an insight, baby.
Yeah, this is, this is a big day, though, for really for the two of you, because we get to celebrate on the Almost Famous Podcast. We have some great friends coming on. I want to personally say when I found out about this, I was so excited. My family and Jessica's family were very invested into your story.
I know. Jess's mom was so sweet. She was like, when it happened, it was supposed to be that egg and that sperm. That's yeah. What Jess Aww. Sent me, which is like really sweet. But wait, can I just say that like Jared has been extremely helpful. Like he's been so nice. He's always asking me what I want. He's always running errands. He's always doing like anything I need around the house. And like it's been amazing. But like, I have been so disgusting that I feel bad that he has to listen to me throw up, that he's so bored because we can't do any, like, I don't do anything else. Like, I do what I have to do work-wise, and then I watch Grey's Anatomy all day long, and this poor guy is so bored.
And sometimes we go outside in the backyard. It's a nice adventure.
Wife, like, I actually feel like a really shitty wife.
Babe, you're fine, you're pregnant, this is what happens. You're the one who's throwing up. The least I could do is hang in the house for a little while and then run to 7-Eleven to pick up a Slurpee,
which he only did for the first time this week.
Yeah, first time I ever had a Slurpee. I've never been to 7-Eleven to get a Slurpee, so I can check that one off in the old book.
Okay, so Jared, let's talk to you for a second. You said you put in 27 seconds of work to make this happen. At this point, do you, like, as obviously, I'm not even potentially close to being a father. I don't know how this experience feels, but in the course of your day, are you feeling like sad? Are you like super excited? Are you like, what are your emotions wrapped around this right now?
Well, I'm very excited. I've always wanted to be a dad. It's really nice. Ashley and I have wanted to start a family for a little while now. So it's so exciting that she's pregnant and we're starting this adventure together. I feel guilty at times because I talked to Mark about this on Help I Suck at Dating, iHeartRadio podcast, you can listen to wherever you listen to this right now. Shameless plug. But I was talking to Mark because obviously Mark has a couple kids. And I feel guilty because I don't feel that connected to the kid right now. The only time I have felt connected was when we were at our first doctor's appointment and we had the ultrasound. It was the first time where they put gel, whatever that jelly stuff is, on Ashley's belly, and they had the ultrasound. You could see the little ant that is your child. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, it's just because, you know, we've gotten the positive pregnancy test and we've told everybody, which is so exciting, but nothing really has changed for me. You know, Ashley's the one dealing with all the first trimester sickness. So I think when we were at the doctor's office, that was the first time I felt really connected. And honestly, when we announced, we did it on Amazon Live, that was honestly the second time where I felt really connected because we were opening up all these baby items and we were looking at strollers and car seats and there's like little Patriot baby outfits. And that was getting me very excited. So I think my biggest emotion is a little bit of guilt. And it just for the simple fact that it's like, okay, I guess, you know, we're going to have a kid now. Why do I not feel like I'm a changed man? But talking to Mark and talking to other guys who have been fathers, they've reassured me that once that kid is born, you, like, that's the moment right there when you hold your kid for the first time in your arms. That's going to be when it really clicks for you.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't feel connected to it either yet.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because after I found out, I was talking to my mom, and you know, every parents have different kind of like journeys to become pregnant. And some it's super easy for, some it's not as easy for, some kind of like battle through the whole pregnancy. And that's a whole different kind of journey. And then some dads, like the mom always feels, I feel like, a little connected, but the dad, like, it takes maybe a while because all of a sudden you have this baby and it's like, all it needs me to do is like hold it and like change his diaper and that's it. And then at some point it hits every father, and I can't imagine a feeling where like a love rush comes over them. Hey, before we bring on our guest, Ashley, I do want to talk to you. I personally, before I kind of take a step back and allow this to be a celebration for the two of you, I just want to say I'm so pumped for you two. It's always such an incredible thing when two amazing people bring a life into this world that's going to just change the world for the better, that this child is going to be loved on and grow up in an amazing home. I'm so pumped for the two of you. I'm just excited that this is where your story is going. Like, I just have gotten to see this and personally, selfishly get to sit by Ashley through a lot of different seasons of life. And it's cool to sit through this one. You guys are going to be incredible parents. And Ash, I am really sorry that this is so hard right now, because it is. Like, I know, like, you're being great right now. I know this has been like, you don't feel good, and that sucks, but we'll believe it's going to be worth it. Okay.
Well, thank you, Ben, for all of those sweet words.
It's definitely going to be worth it. You know, I was talking to a lot of friends who are parents, and they said,
a buddy of mine texted me. He goes, first trimester sucks for her. Second trimester is okay. Third trimester sucks for her. It's all worth it when the kid is born. And I was like, well, oh, that's cool.
That's like the most fascinating thing is I've been getting so many stories on Instagram from moms who like just threw up the entire pregnancy and they were just so miserable. And then they did it again. And then they may have done it again after that. And they said that like you totally forget about it. And it, I'm like... I can't wait to experience this forget. Yeah. I don't know how this is possible, but I think that it's got to be so much easier to go through this with your second child than your first, because with your first, you don't even really know what's coming. Like you don't know the love that you're about to feel. And at least with the second, you're like, I know that this is all worth it. I know this is all worth it. I mean, and of course, like I know that it's worth it now, but like, it's gotta be easier when you've actually felt the love before.
Oh yeah. You don't have to hide. I don't think any parent out there is going, oh my gosh, she's saying like right now, this is like all really hard. And there's like no idea what it feels like later. I think that's a fair place to sit. I think it's a good place to sit. Well, hey, I'm going to take a step back. We're going to bring on some of your closest friends that are part of the Almost Famous family, the Almost Famous listeners. I'm going to speak on behalf of all of them and say, Ashley, Jared, they cannot be more excited for you. They're so excited to keep up with this. We're going to actually do, I'm going to commit to it right now, Ashley. We're going to do an episode in a few weeks with just you. I think we need to do an in-depth with Ashley Iaconetti to talk about just like your life up to this point, and then maybe do it once you become a mother and once this baby is born. I think that would just be super special for us.
That'd be very nice. Let's wait till I feel good.
Okay, perfect. Hey, I'm going to take a step back. Our first guest are two people that love you dearly, love you both a lot. They're incredible people. They have their own podcast, Scrubbing In. It's Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Congratulations!
Aw, thank you, ladies. We appreciate it.
I told Ashley, I was like, the best jawline has been created. The best jawline to ever exist.
Oh yeah.
Jared gets concerned that our kid's going to be like too bony structurally in the face.
Our kid's going to be so pointy, pointy nose, pointy jaw, pointy everything.
I was telling him yesterday, like trying to make light of me, like not feeling good. I was like, you know what? Let's try to imagine the kid for a second. It's like, what do you want? I have like, I want your face. I just want your face to be the kid. I was like, if it's a girl, I would like it to have my nose and then maybe the kid could get my teeth. But other than that, like just full blown you.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, as you guys know, sorry, we're like talking as Becca and Tanya here, but we do look alike. I know people say this all the time. So we do have very similar features. So it's really not that drastic if they get your nose compared to my nose or your eyes compared to my eyes.
Right. And Ashley, just newsflash, you don't really get to pick.
Yeah. No, I'm just like trying to imagine, because Jade was saying that she imagined Emmy's face like while she was creating her, and then that she came out looking like just like what she wanted.
No way. Let me tell you, manifesting works.
I know. And I'm a manifester. This is so vain of us. We just want a happy baby, happy, healthy baby.
We do.
Well, yeah, of course. But if it makes you feel better, gives you a break from the nausea, then do what you have to do.
Yeah.
Wait, can I ask you like a weird question?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, no, like I love, you know, I love your love that the two of you have. Like I've told you all along, like I love the way you love each other. It's so beautiful. And I feel like a baby is like the biggest expression of love. When you conceived, like, did it feel different?
I gotta be honest, as a guy's point of view, felt exactly the same. Not much changed for me. Ashley?
Well, I may beat around the bush here, but I definitely think it's crazy to think, like, I think we don't think like this often, but like, this kid is half Jared and half me. And that's all it's made up of is him and me. And that's so weird.
So weird.
But did you feel...
What?
I think Tanya's asking.
Yeah,
did you know?
Different?
Like, now looking back, we know when it happened. Were
are
like,
we going to be this explicit right now?
Yes.
Not detail oriented, but just be like, oh, that... Like something feels different in your body. Did your body tell you afterwards, like, uh-oh, something's changing?
I always would like feel something. I'd always like in my head make up. So like when we were trying, I would always be like, oh, that's the sperm eating the egg right now.
I know.
All 7 months, I was like, oh, I feel it. This is it. This is the time.
She did say that a couple times. She's like, oh, my body feels different. And then she'd fart and be like, okay, never mind. That was just a fart.
That's so sweet.
But we are able to pinpoint the one time it was.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you able to pinpoint it?
Yeah, because I had like a weird cycle that month. So yeah, we were able to pinpoint it.
Oh, interesting.
Which is like kind of sweet.
It's so sweet. She says, I had a weird cycle, and Tanya goes, oh. Yeah. I like that you're in tune.
Would you guys want to know for your parents to be like, I know the day, I know everything that happened.
I know what day you were born. Your mom said the electricity went out.
Yeah, that's something I don't need to know.
Yeah, I'd want to know like the soundtrack that was playing while I was being conceived. I would want to know like the moon at which, like the zodiac moon and which I was under, like all the things.
I think I must have been conceived around Valentine's Day because it's about 9 months.
Okay, you're a Valentine's Day baby.
I think I might be, now that we're talking about it. Not something I like to think about, you know, too deeply, but...
See, like, now yeah. that I'm thinking of, like, the song, Tanya's got the song stuck in my head, there's no doubt in my mind that the song that was playing when Tanya was conceived was, Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah. You guys have to have a playlist ready for the delivery.
Oh, I don't know.
Matchbox 20. No,
I don't know that I'm going to be a music in the delivery room zen sort of person. It's just going to be like, we're going to fucking freak out right now. And then, but I do want to start putting headphones up to my belly and like develop the kid's sense of music taste early on.
It's actually really cool. iHeart and Ashley and Jared haven't, they don't know this yet, but we've agreed to do a live podcast the hour that the baby's born from the hospital room. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to be live streaming.
Yeah.
Live streaming. She'll be screaming and you'll be streaming.
Yeah. Ashley, describe how you're feeling right now. Describe all your emotions.
Yeah. She's just like death stare. Wait, do y'all have, like, was, you know how some people have their names picked out like before they even, like get to the point of conceiving a child? Are y'all those parents or you still kind of, you have them ready?
I had the name picked out. I remember when I like picked out the name, I was at a New Kids on the Block concert and I was 20 years old and I was just like walking around the arena and I
How did you think of that name at a New Kids on the Block concert? It has nothing to do with New Kids.
Well, okay, so I wanted for a girl, I wanted to name her Arena, but Jared doesn't like Arena. So I was walking around the arena just feeling so alive. And that's how I came up with the girl name. And then I think that the guy name dawned on me at the same exact time. I don't know why I was thinking about this at the time, but Becca, you're going to love it. but now all we have set is a boy's name because Jared loves the boy name that I picked out at 20.
Tom.
He did not like Arena.
It's Tom.
Arena is so funny.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it's going to be Nick Vial Haben, Ben. Yeah.
I feel like Tanya could really appreciate Arena because like, don't you feel the most alive there?
Yeah, like, or like concert, but I feel like that's not a cute name.
I once thought of for a boy venue.
Oh my, this is getting out of control. Hey,
we gotta go, Tanya. They're kicking us out.
Yeah, I love you guys. Congratulations.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Up next is a special guest who is making a strong campaign to have named after him. And it seems like Ashley and Jared might be down with it. We're going to let them fight it out and discuss it right here on the Almost Famous podcast. We have one of their closest friends, somebody they see as a brother, a mentor, have brought them together in love. Nick Vile. Nick, welcome to Almost Famous.
Great to be here, guys. Congratulations, you two. I was a little worried at first. I wasn't sure if Jared had it in him, but...
I got some swimmers, baby. Just a couple. Just enough.
You weren't the only one. Listen.
Wait. Explain. What do you mean you weren't the only one?
What was that comment?
Yeah, that was a weird.
Like, no, it wasn't weird. I've always just felt of myself as super fertile. So I was like, if we're gonna have an issue here, I don't think it's gonna be me. Well, it wasn't you either.
The only hard part for you, Jared, is that you and Ashley kind of look alike. So there's really no confidence that even if the baby comes out looking like Ashley, that it's actually yours.
Oh, 100%, man. We always said Ashley was talking about what she wants the kid to look like, what features. And I was like, babe, it doesn't matter. Like, our nose looks like if he has your nose, I'm never going to be able to tell. If he has my eyes, I'm never going to be able to tell. If she has your hair, like, we look too much alike.
No, your eyes are distinguished. I prefer them to have your eyes.
Anyway. So Nick, why should we name the kid after you?
I mean, I really don't think you're going to.
Good guess.
What are you considering? Is it, do you have a boy? Do you guys know?
Yeah, we know the boy name, but we're not saying anything until it comes out.
But we don't know the sex of the baby. We actually find out this week.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, we find out this week. But guys, this is a question for you. Do you think we should do a gender reveal or just find out like on our own? I'm team find out on our own.
Listen, guys, you know, I think you should still keep making money off of your family and love. Like, you know, can you get paid for this gender reveal? Like, there's no reason to stop now.
Yeah, 100%.
If we can,
the big question
yeah, we'll
is
do
like,
it.
Have you already created an Instagram account for your unborn child?
No, I don't think we're going to.
I don't think we're going to either. I have no desire.
It's just another headache.
You're just going to make money off of Ashley's Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, they're like the kid's not, we're not going to make money off the kid's Instagram. Like Emmy doesn't make money off of her Instagram, I don't think.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But we're still going to shill out your child, right?
Oh, obviously. Oh, Nick.
Okay, so we'll do a gender reveal if it's paid. Ben, what do you think about this?
What other reason is there to do it?
I don't know.
Jared thinks it's like cute and fun for the family to like bond over, and I'm like,
don't tell Nick that. He's gonna think even less of me.
No, I think that's fine. I mean, again, like, I think if you do a gender reveal, like, low stakes, I don't think we need to, you know, start any forest fires or, like, just don't try to have the most crazy gender reveal. Like, literally just, like, have one of your parents, like, read the card.
Yeah, and, like a day card?
Like a day card, yeah. Literally.
Actually,
like
that's not a bad idea. That's a cute video. Like,
yeah, I don't, or like, you know, like you, here's what you do. You get like Tom Brady on Cameo and pay him a Cameo to reveal the sex of your child.
If Tom Brady was on Cameo, we would pay for that 1,000%.
He'd probably be $10,000 on Cameo. Ben, I want to tell you how we told Nick. So we FaceTimed Nick to tell him before we announced. And of course he was outside without a shirt on. I was like, this is perfect. And then he answers the FaceTime and he goes, you're pregnant, aren't you? And he said, yes, we are. And he's like, yeah, I figured while to FaceTime. So we talked about the pregnancy for a good, I'd say about 90 seconds. And then the rest of the conversation was all about Nick's TikTok. And I was like, this brings so much happiness and joy to my heart. I can't tell you how much I love
in
this.
In fairness to me, you guys asked a question about it and then I answered it.
We did.
Took me into like, yeah, I won't take this criticism lying down. You set me up.
You know, you'd want it no other way. I would be a strong advocate of, I kind of like the gender reveal idea, especially for the surprise element and the cell. Especially in today's world, it's hard to find moments to like really celebrate with people. And we don't know how long we're going to be able to do that for. I like that. But I'm feeling, I mean, Ashley, I get to talk with you on this podcast and kind of intro the guests. And we've had, you know, Lance Bass and Nick Carter on. I mean, why not get some of these boy banders to get together at one of their shows and just light this thing on fire and see what it comes out? Like, how cool would that be to see the Backstreet Boys revealed your child?
There you go.
In November at one of those shows that we talked about last week.
It's
actually
not?
Like kind of, well, that would be even more of a dream for Jared.
Cause yeah, they could be like, I want it that away. It's a boy. Oh,
wait, that's amazing. We have there to think go. About this. But before we let Nick go, Nick, your mom had 10 children. And yeah. Like, how was she? Like, were her pregnancies super easy, like, in order to be able to do this?
I'll be honest. I haven't really sat down with my mom and been like, let's talk about your delivering.
No, not delivering. Like, you are the second oldest. So I'm wondering if, like, you saw your mom puke a lot or.
I did not. No.
She's the strongest woman I may know.
My guess is she had a variety of different pregnancies, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love you guys. I couldn't be happier for you guys.
I love you guys. You know what? Before Nick goes to, let's just take a moment and soak in, because I know Nick loves these moments. But like, think of how far we've come. Uncle Ben and Uncle Nick right here. Ashley, Iconetti, and Jared Haben are having a baby together. I love you guys. It's pretty cool.
That's a sweet moment. I actually felt that. I got a little.
Yeah.
It's been 7 years in September since all this started for me.
Come a long way from crying at Din Tai Fung. Making everyone around us, making me think I made you cry.
I know.
Nick,
right, I gotta go, guys. I love you.
Hey, I love you, man.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Up next is somebody who has always celebrated this relationship, somebody who is not only a friend of the podcast, but a friend to all of us, somebody who is living her best life right now and seems to always be living her best life. And she can give you a little insight, Ashley. It's Amanda Stanton.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. I have more questions for you than you could have for me right now. I know I texted you a couple days ago saying, how long does this sickness last for? And you said 16 weeks for you, right?
I mean, okay. Then I saw you post about how some people say it lasted the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that wasn't the case for me. Okay. Mine lasted, I would say like 14 weeks.
No, 14 weeks. Okay. Yeah, the average looked to be about like 14 to 16 weeks. And then like, did you like feel good? Like, was there like a second trimester feeling good?
Yeah, I think the second trimester was like the most enjoyable for me because, mm-hmm. and it's also fun because that's when you start showing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's so exciting.
Yeah. That makes you totally feel different. That makes you feel like, oh, I'm pregnant and I'm cute instead of like, oh, I'm pregnant and I'm just barfing. So I have a question between your first and your second. So with your first, when you were like throwing up and like not comfortable and stuff, were you feeling connected to the baby? Were you excited? Would you say you were excited and happy, or did you just feel kind of shitty? And then with, at least with Charlie, you were able to be like, oh, I know what's coming. I know how like glorious of a gift this is. And I know the love I'm going to feel. So like I can have a better like attitude the entire time.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So this sounds so weird, but when I was pregnant with Charlie, I think I was so scared because I loved Ken so much. And I kind of had this fear of like, there's no way I'm going to love the second one the same.
Oh.
And obviously I do. But I think I was so scared of that. But I think I didn't really feel super connected. It doesn't feel real for a while.
Yeah.
Until like you'll start feeling them moving.
Okay.
And I feel like that's when you really feel like it's real.
Okay. Okay. That makes me feel good. And then like, you know how they say, you know, it comes out and it's like a love you've never felt before in your life. And like anybody who doesn't have a kid, like they don't understand it. Can you explain how it feels like when you hold them in your arms for the first time and like how it's truly something that you've never felt before?
Yeah, it's so crazy. I mean, I remember like towards the end of my pregnancy, like I would say 34 to, I had both of them early, like around 37 weeks. And I was like kind of miserable those last couple of weeks. I'm also the most impatient person ever. So I was like just done being pregnant. And as soon as you have them and hold them, like, you forget about everything. You forget about, like, you'll forget about your morning sickness, I promise.
I know. Everybody says this, and I'm like, what are you talking about? How am I going to forget this? But everybody says you do.
You do. You forget about it in a second. It's so crazy. And you're just going to, like, stare at them all the time. Like, I would just stare at the kids all the time. It was crazy. I would stare at them for hours. It was, like, really crazy.
Wait, am I crazy here? How many weeks? Like, it's 36 weeks, right?
40.
40.
Trust me, Ben, I'm learning so much as well, my friend.
I thought it was 9 months, so I guess it's like a full 9 months, like end of 9 months, not hitting at 9 months. Okay, can I ask a question I'm definitely going to get in trouble for? But, well, now that Amanda's here, I need both of your, like, I need everybody's insights, because I've had a couple buddies of mine have kids, and they have huge expectations. Like, I remember sitting with them as their wives are pregnant, and they're like, right now it just doesn't even feel like anything's changing, and I'm worried that, like, that won't be this immediate love. And so at all, do you know any mothers or parents who, when the baby is born, like, it still is that feeling of, like, oh, I still don't feel anything, but then over time that love grows? Like, do you know any of these stories? Because I feel like setting up this expectation for as soon as the baby's born, everything's going to change might be, like, almost a little dangerous. Like, because what if that doesn't happen?
I mean, I think that's definitely the case for a lot of people. I don't know anyone personally, or at least that have, like, openly talked about it, but I do know, like, friends of friends that have had that happen and, like, felt not super connected right away. And it's taken time. It always turns out fine. Mm-hmm. But I think that's probably common. It, you know, could happen differently for sure.
Yeah. And I think with, like Amanda said, I think everybody who's reaching out now, because across the board, everybody who's reached out has said, once that kid is born, like, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. Yeah. But I'm curious if that's just kind of semantics. And when they say, like, the kid is born, maybe not, like, the first time you hold them, but, like, in the first couple of weeks when, like, the kid is looking at you and you know that, like, oh my God, you will die without me.
Yeah.
I think maybe that is kind of when the love really, really starts growing.
I would bet so. And I bet it matters towards each person, but the love that you all have for your animals, now, this is a crazy thing, but, like,
that's,
I know,
what we think too.
Yeah. Like, the amount that, like, you probably, like, worry about your puppies,
yeah,
like, will probably be, and that, like, almost scares me. Amanda, I'm interested in what you would say, because, like, I've had dog, like, I don't have a dog right now, because when I lost my dog 10 years ago, like, it still hurts. It still hurts. Yeah. Like, I love that pup so much. I'm worried that when I become a dad, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to function. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to, like, I'll be worried all the time. I'll be, like, obsessed. Is that, like, is that how you feel sometimes?
Yeah. And not to scare you, Ash or Jared, but, like, after I had kids, my anxiety is, like, through the roof. Mm. Like, I have crippling anxiety, and it started when I had them. And I think that's why, like, you don't just have to worry about yourself. Then you have to worry about keeping them alive and making sure they're okay. And I don't know. It's definitely, it's a lot. I see what you're talking about, Ben. So, I mean, like, yes, but, like, it's not something that consumes you every day.
Okay.
Everybody asked me what am I most nervous about becoming a parent? It's the kid breathing. That's what I'm most nervous about. Yeah. Because they're so delicate. Well, like
that's
Amanda
a genuine
said.
Concern.
Yeah. It's just like, I know myself, and I know that in the middle of the night, even if the baby's not crying, I'm just going to be paranoid that it's suffocating and be checking on the kid every 2 seconds.
Oh, I was the worst. When both of them were babies, especially Kinzo, because she was the first, I was so scared that, and you don't really get any sleep when you have a baby. And even there, during the times where she was asleep and I was able to sleep, I would set an alarm on my phone. This is one of the craziest things I've ever done. Every 45 minutes, just to make sure that she was breathing.
Mm. Oh, no.
So I didn't sleep at all.
There's this new baby monitor that we showed off on the Amazon, and like the monitor, the video can records what they're breathing at, and like you can see it on your phone. And I think if something were to happen where the breathing would stop, I think it probably alerts you, which is like insanely cool.
Is it the little stop?
I don't, oh, it could be. That would make sense.
That wasn't around. So I feel like there's so many new things now. So mm-hmm. I'm sure things that can ease your mind.
For sure. For sure. But Ben, I understand exactly. I'm like, well,
if it's anything like the love we have for the Lois, I mean, that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome, but I'm relating with Amanda where like it, you know, now that I've met Jess and now that we're getting closer to our wedding and like all these questions come, like every once in a while, I'll let my mind slip into like, hey, at some point, hopefully, God willing, no matter what, you know, adoption or whatever, I'm going to become a father. And like, when I start to go down that trail, like my anxiety starts to like, I have to stop because I'm just like, I'm going to be a crazy father. Like I won't know what to do with myself. Amanda, do you have any advice for the two of these two beautiful humans as they're in this season of life that you wish somebody would have told you?
Well, first of all, I'm so excited, for you guys. Oh,
thank you.
I would say just don't be so hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think like everyone puts so much pressure on like doing everything perfectly and like sleep training and there's going to be a million different things. I would just say, don't put so much pressure on yourself. Just take it day by day.
That's good advice.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Thank you. Amanda. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, Amanda, thanks for joining us and I'll be texting you questions I have along the way, of course.
Text me as much as you want.
All right.
One of the best mothers in Bachelor Nation, Amanda Stanton. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming on.
Good seeing you.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
Well, Ashley and Jared, I know that there's so many people out there that want to say congratulations and that they're excited for you and they're excited to follow this journey with you. You always do a good job at allowing your life to be transparent. And I think that's going to be really helpful for a lot of people during this time. Any last message before we go? Now, this is not the last time we're going to talk about the pregnancy. This is really the first time. We're just opening up the door to be able to talk about it on the podcast. So stay tuned for more updates from Ashley and Jared and Lois, who is just completely airplane spread out right now, looking all beautiful, about to be a great sister. Ashley and Jared, any final words for anybody listening as you prepare for this new season of life?
Yeah, I think that like I can be like very honest and transparent about everything. And I don't want that to come across as like, oh, Ashley's just miserable and she doesn't like, she's not so happy and blah, blah, blah. I am. It's just, I'm also being real about how I'm currently feeling at the moment. And I don't want anybody to think that that doesn't mean that I'm like not super happy for what's in store for us.
Yeah. No, I tell Ashley all the time too, that there's nothing wrong with her saying, wow, this sucks, I feel really sick, because it's amazing how many people reached out after they found out that Ashley was sick and they said, oh, I was sick the whole 9 months, it was terrible, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, there's not, by you saying, hey, I'm struggling right now, does not mean that, hey, I'm not going to love this child. I know Ashley. I know she's going to love her with everything she has.
Oh, you said or, her.
I did say her. Ooh. I know that was interesting. She's going to love either her or him with everything she has, all of her heart. So I think we're just very excited. You know, we obviously moved from Los Angeles to Rhode Island earlier this year, and I'm so happy that we did that because now Ashley's pregnant. We're really close with her family, my family. Obviously, we're living in Rhode Island, so we're closer to my family physically. But, you know, we're very close down here, and we're in Virginia right now with her family. So,
yes. I think that's all I have to say. That and the fact that I have been just mind boggled as to like how, so the first trimester is like such a secret, I think. Mm. I think a lot of people don't come out, you know, they don't talk about their pregnancy until the second trimester, right? And yeah, we're at the tail end of the first. And I think it's crazy how it's like almost taboo to talk about the first trimester. And I wish it wasn't so much so that I wouldn't have been so surprised.
Is it taboo, or maybe Amanda was onto something? Because I feel like I've heard this a lot. People like just forget because when the kid is born.
Or
like,
it could be that too. Actually, I think from moms, it's probably that like, oh, it's just so worth it that you don't give it a second thought.
Yeah, you kind of forget. And you forget once that baby's born. Well, I do have some advice from my mother who has been following your story and said, I said, you know, Ashley's been sick and like she doesn't feel good. My mom goes, "Well, look at the two of them. That baby is so full of hair right now. Like, like it's gonna have a just a mane of hair when it comes." I've seen pictures of Jared when he was born. Ashley, I don't know if I've ever seen your pictures, but like
that, we both had hair when we came out.
We look very alike.
Oh my god! Like that's our most alike is when we were born.
Yeah.
Well, like that first year. Oh my gosh! I don't think. I mean, look, my mom doesn't think we look that much alike now.
Now?
Yeah.
We have similar features.
We have similar features, but like it's not like, oh my god, twins.
Well,
you're
a beautiful couple. You look very similar. Yeah, you do. And so yeah, I'm sure that baby has a lot of hair right now. I'm sure. Well, I don't know if it actually does at this point, first trimester.
It does not.
Yeah.
It's like I don't even know if it has nails yet.
I don't even think it has feet yet.
It has feet yet, Jared. If we're going to be able to find out the gender on Wednesday.
That's not a stupid question, Jared. That I would have asked the same thing. I thought it had hair at this point. So we're fine. You're doing great.
Yeah, that's it. Bro support bros.
Yeah, you're doing great. Hey, we love y'all. Almost famous and everybody listening loves you both. We're going to stay tuned for more updates on Ashley and Jared's pregnancy. But as we say goodbye to the two of them, I've been Ben.
Oh, you go.
Well, that was weird. I've been Jared.
Good job. I've been Ashley. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.